Erica Anderson wants the legislature to add electronic or e-cigarettes to the statewide smoking ban. She's a health promotion specialist for the Lawrence and Douglas County Health Department.
We can certainly tackle this issue, get ahead of the eight ball, and make sure that our youth are protected from a product that does contain nicotine and could lead to a lifelong addiction to nicotine.
E-cigarettes use heat, but no flame, to vaporize a mixture of water, nicotine, and flavorings. This allows users to puff out vapor instead of smoke. But Anderson says the vapor still contains dangerous chemicals. Spencer Duncan, a lobbyist for e-cigarette shop owners, says public health advocates are jumping the gun. There's little research on the effects of secondhand vapor, and his clients believe they're selling a healthier alternative that can help people quit tobacco. I'm Andy Marceau.